Well, the ongoing electricity crisis is a clear and present danger to the functioning of this economy. 14 years into it, why has it not yet been declared an emergency? You've certainly heard me call for that on this show. Opposition parties have said the same. And now government's national advisory body agrees. We need a wide-ranging intervention to resolve this problem. The National Planning Commission is chaired by the minister in the presidency, Minister Mondli Gungubele. His deputy is Professor Tinyiko Maluleka, who joins us now on the line. Professor, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for your time. When I've called for this emergency declaration, I've mainly focused on the security question and the protection of infrastructure. But what other benefits would declaring this crisis an emergency bring?
Well, Bongani, in fact, declaring this crisis an emergency would afford the state, particularly the presidency, the space and the opportunity to act swiftly, to be able to set aside red tape and make sure that what needs to be done is done swiftly and efficiently so as to end load shedding. You yourself have already said a 15-year-old South African does not know a country without load shedding. Half of the time we have been a democracy, we have had load shedding. We fear that we are becoming accustomed and habituated to load shedding, and we should not allow this. The economy cannot afford it. Nobody, the poorest of the poor, cannot afford it.
Practically, you want the 100 megawatt ceiling removed.
Yes, we think that the ceiling is not necessary because we think that between Eskom and whoever wants to add to the grid, it should be possible to do so without having the ceiling.
Have we been honest enough, though, about the problem that has brought us here? I mean, at any given point, if I look at the communiques that we have been issued from Eskom, you're losing capacity averaging over 14,000 megawatts at any given time. How are we going to resolve this when there's not even a single engineer on the board of Eskom? And even the most senior people at the Department of Public Enterprises resolved, at least tasked with resolving this, aren't electricity specialists.
Yes, there is a technical engineering side to the problem that we have. Clearly, Bongani, you are correct. But I don't think that even Eskom is expected now to resolve this all by itself. That's why Eskom needs assistance with additional capacity. That's why we're calling for the ceiling to be removed so that those who can add to the grid, it doesn't make sense to be struggling the way you are describing and then have ceilings on the grid that prevent us from adding to the grid and adding to our storage capacity. So we believe that all people should get together, politicians, engineers, technical people, all of us should get together to ensure that load shedding is ended.
Renewables and private capital, you know that's going to be met with resistance. Ideologically, the unions by vested interests who stand to lose out. I mean, aren't we just talking the talk whilst not walking the walk here?
There are tough decisions to be made. There is no easy solution. It's a very complex matter that we face. But at the end of the day, everybody in South Africa, all stakeholders know that load shedding is good for nobody. Load shedding is not good for any of the stakeholders you have mentioned. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for the country. We need more capacity. We need more generation capacity. We need more storage capacity if this economy is going to continue pumping.
Sure.
So problems are there. They need to be tackled. We need to sit around table. We need to talk. We need to balance things out and make sure that we don't forget our national development goal for a resilient, low-carbon economy. That was the goal that we set for ourselves And all of that needs to be taken into account. But I don't think there's any single stakeholder who will say they love load shedding and they want it to stay.
We need to talk. We need to get around a table and have these discussions. Professor Dinyuko Maluleka, I appreciate your time. That's the Deputy Chairperson of the National Planning Commission. Forgive my cynicism, but that sounds to me like the kind of conversation we should have been having in 2008, not 14 years after the crisis began.